Nikki Haley tries to use E. Jean Carroll case against Trump, U.S. can do better. By Hannah Blow Knutson on January 29, 2024. Donald Trump challenger Nikki Haley is attempting to use the E. Jean Carroll case as a method of attack against the former president, asserting that the country is now talking about $83 million in damages instead of issues such as inflation. Donald Trump wants to be the presumptive Republican nominee and we're talking about $83 million in damages, Haley wrote on X. We're not talking about fixing the border. We're not talking about tackling inflation. America can do better than Donald Trump and Joe Biden, she added. Haley's remark followed the decision issued by a New York jury, who ordered Trump to pay Carroll, a writer who accused him of sexually assaulting her in the early 1990s with no hard evidence to support her allegations, $83.3 million for defaming her in 2019 after he denied her claims against him. The former South Carolina governor failed to mention the serious concerns with Carroll's entire story, from a lack of witnesses to her inability to remember when the alleged incident even occurred to her failure to step forward until, conveniently, she needed to promote her book, What Do We Need Men For? In 2019, Breitbart News detailed 15 facts about Carroll's case that the media do not want you to know, which may be found here. Another little-known fact left out by Haley while using this case to attack Trump: Carroll's financial backer, Reid Hoffman, an Epstein Island visitor who was openly anti-Trump, also supported Haley's campaign financially. He only paused those donations after her loss in New Hampshire last week. Related: Democrats for Haley? TV heads say that Dems switched to independent to vote for Haley in NH. That aside, Trump continues to talk policy at his rallies and throughout his campaign, despite Haley's suggestion that everyone is too distracted with his legal battles to discuss what is important to Americans. Further, Haley fails to recognize that many conservatives, as well as some independents and Democrats, view these various cases of lawfare, including Carroll's case, which has plenty of connections to Democrat activists, as another weapon of the radical left. In other words, many view the constant indictments and legal battles as yet another clear sign that the swamp is doing everything in its power to stop Trump. According to reports, Trump's legal team plans to appeal the jury's $83.3 million decision, citing an insane conflict of interest. As Breitbart News reported, over the weekend, Donald Trump's legal team said they will appeal the ruling, with attorney Alina Haba claiming they were unaware of the fact Judge Lewis Kaplan had previously mentored E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, in the 1990s. Despite similar last names, the two have no relation. It was never disclosed. It's insane and so incestuous, Haba said, alleging that the past relationship had never been disclosed. In April 2023, Breitbart News highlighted more connections as well. Indeed, one of Carroll's attorneys is Roberta Kaplan, a Democrat Party activist who led the group Time's Up. She left the activist group after it was revealed she was aiding former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in attempting to discredit the Democrats' accusers. It served as a great irony as Time's Up seeks to defend women from what it claims is discrimination and harassment. This fact has led to mounting speculation that Kaplan only gets involved in cases that she views as politically expedient. Further, Federal District Judge Lewis Kaplan is overseeing the process and has connections to Carroll's other attorney, Sean Crowley. She was actually a law clerk for Judge Kaplan, and he officiated her wedding. Despite all of that, during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Haley proudly declared that she absolutely trusts the jury's decision in the case.